Magical Mara Designs is proud to sponsor this episode of the WDW Review podcast. If you're looking for custom, comfortable Mickey and Minnie ears, check out our designs or send us a message at magicalmaradesigns.com.
Hello, welcome to the WDW Review, and I'm your host today. This is Chris Malik, joined by Peter Panacorvo and Michael Black. Gentlemen, how are you guys doing?
I'm outside.
I am fantastic. I am outside adjacent.
Nice. So, we are recording in audio and video, so this will hopefully make its way to YouTube. And the interesting thing is this is an AM recording, and as I look at the camera, I see Peter with a hat.
After hat.
I see Michael with a hat, and I see Chris with a hat because we have all, we are.
Just recently woken up.
We've just woken up, but we figure what the heck. So, Michael, you're representing the Cubs, the championship hat from what was that? Was 1901? When was the last time they won a World Series?
I believe it was 2016. Thank you very much.
Okay.
But it's good for another 100 years, 104.
You got some credit to go. Peter's got the Under Armour, and I've got the Ron John going on here, so we are representing. All right, gentlemen. Pete, you're recording from the outside today.
I am.
This is nice, and I'm jealous of you guys. I'm jealous of your Florida lifestyle. What do you see from your patio right now? Give me a look here. Go left to right here.
Let's see. Hold on a second. It is currently.
Oh, this is
81 degrees.
81 degrees. Michael, you concur. What do you see?
Yep.
Let's see. We've got a brand new subdivision being built across from us. I've got another apartment complex next to us. I can see the Gaylord Palms way off.
Hey, you're close to seeing me. I'll wait. No.
Oh wait, no. Yeah, there you are. Over there.
Yeah,
I don't. I do. If I look straight out from where I am and it wasn't so hazy right now, I'd be able to see the Ferris wheel from Old Town, and theoretically I'd be able to see the castle. But
okay,
it's a little hazy and I don't have that great of eyesight. So.
Michael, what do you see from your patio when you look out?
I see I-4, which is why I will not be going out on my balcony. To be quite honest with you, it's hilarious because I-4 to us sounds like an ocean because it's just white noise.
Constant noise, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, so I can open the door and sometimes I just feel like I'm at
the ocean.
I'm at the beach. So it's not even really noise pollution, honestly. It's just a constant white noise.
Always there. So,
yep, always there.
Do you guys, so really, the show is going to be pretty much about this. I want to know more about your Florida lifestyle and like how it's changed from when you lived in Illinois and Ohio. But when you guys walk out in your patio, do you guys still smell Florida? Does it smell different than where you lived? Because that was what I first noticed when I walk into Florida, when I fly in, is just, it smells different. Not bad. It smells like the Florida, tropical, you know, and it smells like palm and sunshine. What do you guys smell?
That is our normal now. At least it is for me.
Yeah.
Like, I used to notice that when I get off the plane. But I think that's because, A, you've been sitting on an airliner for 2.5-3 hours.
Yeah.
And you're coming from a place that smells nothing like this.
Gotcha. Yeah, exactly.
So, like, now you go outside and it smells the way it smells.
And for me, I can still smell it. And I think that when I went back to Ohio, there would be days even there where it would be like Jordan or Christine or somebody would be like, it smells like Florida today. And that usually happens around fall more so, like the late summer, early fall. So you're dealing with the same temperature,
humidity,
and humidity and stuff. But it's something that yesterday I went out to go to work, and actually it happens a lot more on my 3 a.m. when I go to work at 4 a.m. it happens on those days more often than not, because there's something about, I don't know what it is, something about when the sprinklers go off and things like that, that it causes the smell to be a little bit different. So that AM smell to me is really Florida. So I'll smell it. I know it's interesting that you mentioned that, because it is something that we really missed when we moved back to Ohio, and I still enjoy every day. So
we can capture it in one place, well, two places in Chicagoland. The first place is, we have a magnificent structure. It's steel and glass, called Garfield Park Conservatory. Pete, have you been to Garfield Park when you were a resident here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, actually, Missy's cousin got married at the conservatory.
Oh, that must have been beautiful.
Well, actually, I take it back. She didn't get married there. The reception was held there.
Okay. Right when you walk in, it's just classic domed glass and steel structure, and you walk in right to the palm room. And it feels like it's about 85 degrees, and it's about 90% humidity. And the look of the palm trees, the smell of, like, the ferns next to them, Florida, immediately, as soon as you walk into that place. So I always go towards wintertime, Christmas time, and slightly afterwards. And it's like a miniature vacation all in itself. So anyways, guys, you know, I really wanted to learn more about your Florida lifestyle, because with everything going on today, with the virus and whatnot, people are missing vacation. And for me, when I think about vacation, I think about Florida. So, you know, I'm really interested in learning things like, you know, where do you guys eat? Where is your favorite restaurants off-site? And what do you guys do? Where do you go grocery shopping? And, like, stuff that, like, people are like, oh, yeah, that's not really Disney. But it is. It's all part of the Florida lifestyle. And in a way, it all kind of wraps around to Disney. You know, what do you guys do when you're not at the parks? What's your best route to Disney that doesn't deal with traffic? Now, today, is I-4 still as crazy as it usually is? It's quieter, correct?
Yeah, we finally fixed the congestion problem. We just had to have 80% of the population, not go out of their house.
A pandemic, it fixed it. Very good. Mm-hmm. You know, where are your routes to, like, downtown Orlando and Universal and the things along those lines? So I hope you guys don't mind sharing a little bit about yourself, because I'm dying to know. Is that cool with you guys?
You know, I never mind. I'm an open book.
All right.
Yep, I'm good.
First things first, guys. You know, I think when I come on property there, I like to go and, like, I always rent a car, because I don't want to feel like I'm a prisoner to eating at the Disney restaurants. I like to get out and see what else is, you know, on 192 and down I-4 and over by, you know, Lake Wales and up, you know, past Orlando. So where do you guys go for, let's just start off with some easy ones. Where are your favorite food locations not on site? Where do you guys get your takeout? Where do you guys do your sit down? And are they Florida local? I know you guys said that Florida doesn't have a lot of local. There are a lot of chains. So
yeah, well, this area of Florida, at least, we kind of live in the land of the chain restaurant.
This is true. Where do you guys go? What's your go-to places? You know, I don't want to say, you know, quick casual, but quick casual, a little nicer. What's on your docket?
I know we do Tijuana Flats a lot.
Okay. We don't have that here in Illinois, Pete. Describe it. What is it?
I think you might.
Okay.
You might know.
Is it like Moe's?
Yeah, it's similar to Moe's, or it's a little more quick casual than like a Chipotle. It's not as much fast foodish.
Okay.
And you can order at a counter, more options.
But, yeah, you'll order at a counter, but then they bring your food to you.
Gotcha.
So
I'll have to look and see if it is available here. I haven't recalled it. That's for Mexican food. What about things like seafood or like steakhouse or like a quick grab? Are you guys, I mean, Chick-fil-A obviously is everywhere. Chick-fil-A is popular down there. Is Crystal Burger down there?
They're disappearing fast.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't even know if we have one near.
The only one I knew of was on 192, and it has since closed.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. What else, guys? What else do you eat at? Where's your hangouts?
A lot of people at work eat at Zaxby's a lot. I know that.
I just recently started getting
up to the Chicago area. Zaxby's is good. I mean, it's chicken. It's chicken sandwiches, chicken salad.
You know, it's always good for the alphabet game when you drive somewhere. You need that Z Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, Christina made up this story that I bought totally into on our last trip to Ohio. She said that Zaxby's was started because the gentleman that started the company used to play the alphabet game with his kids and needed a Z. So he named his restaurant that so that the billboards would have a Z so that he could win the game. And I totally bought it. I mean, she had me hook, line, and sinker. And she's like, I cannot believe you bought that. And I was like, well, I don't know why. It seemed reasonable at the time.
He's a Scrabble killer, that guy. You know, the Z is 10. What, the X is 8. B is 4. Y is 3. He's a killer, you know?
Exactly. So I totally bought into it. We do a lot of Tijuana Flats because it's right in front of where we live.
Gotcha.
There's a Greek restaurant in front. I can't, for the life of me, I can't figure out, remember what the name of it is.
Okay.
We eat there every Wednesday, and I
really
yes, every Wednesday, because they have buy one get one free heroes.
Oh, that's why. It's so, not because it's great.
No, it's great. I love it.
Really?
I absolutely love it. And the people are so friendly.
I'm spoiled because in Chicago we had some really, really great Greek restaurants.
Yeah, so like, it doesn't matter to me. I can have Greek out of the back of a truck, and it's as long as it's got that.
That might be better.
It's just absolutely amazing. And the people there are fantastic. They're so
nice.
I
will say that the people that are there are great. They've been nothing but super nice a couple of times we have gone in there.
So you know the place that Michael's talking about, right, Peter?
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's
why can I not think
Little
of
Little Greek?
Yeah, that's what it is, Little Greek.
Fresh Little Greek.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we go there, and then there's another restaurant that we kind of – I mean, we can walk to all these. So they've become our – go-tos. We have a Jersey Mike's right down there. We also have a Huey Magoo's, which is chicken. And Christina really loves the chicken there because she loves Chick-fil-A, but that's quite – it's a little drive to go up there, and you have to deal with some – it's a very congested area where the Chick-fil-A is.
Gotcha.
There's also a place by Michael called Four Corners Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
They have some really, really good food, and they actually are local. They're a local business.
That was my next question, is do you have any local spots that you know are exclusive to Florida or Central Florida? Because, you know, I'm hard-pressed. I know you guys are getting a Portillo's, good for you guys, and White Castle, but a lot of the things that I know up there are things that exist elsewhere, except you have a Sweet Tomatoes still.
Yep, we do.
Yeah.
That, 192.
That no longer exists in Chicagoland. They've closed them all. So they're all non-existent at this point.
Chevy's is another one we go to.
Okay.
And Chewy's too.
Chewy's, yeah.
Chewy's and Chevy's, which that's another funny story. I got them mixed up. I thought they were the same thing because the way the Chewy's logo
The logo is very similar.
It looks like Chevy's, but anyway.
Okay, so now if I'm staying on property and I wanted to get off property and go for a bite to eat, think about where is close by. So if you're talking Sherbeth Road and 192 right there, or if you're talking, you know, out World Drive, or what is a good option for me if I want to take my family close, you know, but I don't want to go too far because I'm not sure. For me, if I rent a car, like the entire state of Florida is fair game. I'll start driving and I'll stop when I hit the water, you know, from both sides.
I'd hope.
I mean, well, we've learned.
Unless you're running an Amphicar.
We've learned. Where is good? Where's close by?
We go to Cheddar's. We like Cheddar's quite a bit. And they just opened one on 192.
Yeah, they did.
We'll go to Texas Roadhouse, yet another chain, but we will go there.
Okay.
And Chewy's is right there, which is Mexican. They have a really good jalapeno. But those are everywhere too. So they did just open, what is that, at Sunset Walk? It's like a I haven't heard great things about it, but the rock and roll burger.
Oh, Rock and Brews.
Rock and Brews. Yeah. Have you been there?
Actually, that place is owned by Kiss.
Is it?
It's owned by Gene Simmons and one of the other members of Kiss.
They have a location at Philadelphia Airport as well, too. It's gigantic.
There's also Ford's Garage. They have really good burgers.
Okay. And these are all close by, right, Pete?
Yeah, it's all
on a Google
Sunset
search.
Sunset Walk over by Margaritaville.
Okay.
Right on 192.
Because people are like, well, hang on. I'm coming down for Florida. I want to eat on Disney property, which is true. But if you're staying for a week.
Until they pay for Disney prices for 2 weeks.
That's right. And I'm not saying that this would be the reason, but like JJP is coming down with Carlin. In theory, in early June. In theory, again, in theory, he's coming down if the trip doesn't get canceled. And you know what? You stay for a week and you're faced between 15 and 21 meals at Disney prices. It gets pricey. At
$15 to $21 per meal.
Yeah.
Per kid.
Exactly. And Carlin might say, hey, you know what? I really like having peanut butter and jelly, but cripes, I've had it every day now because that's what I'm going to have. And it's like $8 for the kids' meal. So that's where everyone laughs. And Michael, I know I'm going to get your ire up. Everyone laughs. I only found the gas station Wawa by accident. But I found it and it was like, this is great because I don't got to eat Subway. And I can actually get like a deli sandwich and a tuna sandwich. And it's like $5. And it's not going to cost me $9.50. So it like filled a niche that I needed. And it was actually on the way back from Vero Beach the first time that I actually ran into one. So, like, that was my thought. What about things like grocery shopping, boys? Where do you guys do your grocery shopping? Where is it? Is it Winn-Dixie? Is it Publix? Is it Walmart? Is it where do you guys get your stuff from?
We don't have a Winn-Dixie that's incredibly close to us.
Okay.
The closest one is in Haines City for Michael or I.
Okay.
And it would literally take us probably, what, 15, 20 minutes to drive over there?
20 minutes, yeah. I work at the Easily. Walmart right beside. Yeah. I have tasks there right beside it. So, yeah.
You said 15, 20 minutes, Peter?
Yeah.
Okay. Because there is one on 192 as well, too. Or there was, like 3 years ago. It's back in the shopping mall. It'd be kind of hard to see it. I only remember it because when you walk in.
Which shopping mall?
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to ask that. I knew you'd say
that. You got to have to be a little more specific.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, in the world of Florida. It's the side of the street that has the Black Angus Steakhouse. But it's about 2 miles down. It's past the Ponderosa. And it's tucked towards the back. I remember it because I found it by accident.
Okay.
It might not
that
be there still.
That is not there anymore.
Okay, I can imagine. Okay,
I know what you're talking about.
The obvious answer is Publix, folks. Yeah. It's Publix.
Well, I was going to say...
For Michael's sake, it's Publix.
Yeah,
it's
for his sake, for his employment's sake. For me, like, I was supposed to go to Aldi this morning because they've been getting deliveries every day, and I didn't. So, sorry, honey.
whoops.
Aldi and Walmart are probably my two go-tos. I hate going to Walmart.
But
pricing wise, you just don't have a choice sometimes.
Yeah. As the world does. It's a necessary evil, Pete, you know, sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I get that. So where's the closest Publix and where's the closest Walmart to Walt Disney World property? If I was trying to get off of Walt Disney World property, like I've been to the Walmart for medication and like emergencies and stuff like that, but where is that?
Well, there's one right off of Old Lake Wilson, which is one right way over from Schubert and 192.
Mm-hmm. That's the Publix,
that's
correct?
Walmart.
Okay.
There's a Walmart there, a big Walmart.
There's a Publix there too, though.
There's like three Publix on 192. There's like one on the left and then two on the right as you go down, I think.
And what makes it special? Is it the prices? Is it just clean? Is it organized? What makes Publix the desired place?
Besides the obvious. I've never walked into a Publix that was dirty.
Okay.
I've never walked into a Publix where the staff was rude to me in any manner at all.
Mm-hmm.
They're not always the fastest.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's more a byproduct of the lifestyle here. I've noticed life moves a little slower here than it did in Chicago.
Michael, you agree, Michael, on that?
Traffic or you know, just the people in general.
Yeah.
Like nobody's in a huge rush.
And the thing with Publix is that and this is kind of an inside thing.
They pride themselves on that.
It's all about customer service. It's all about the quaint aspect of going in, enjoying your shopping experience, not having to go in and just grab what you need, not talk to anybody. And it's more of the slogan is where shopping is a pleasure because you want to enjoy your time and not, you know, you're not trying to race out the door like you are at other establishments because it's just so frustrating.
Yeah.
Pete's right. It's a, laid back. The prices are higher. I mean, it is what it is. You have to shop the buy one, get ones.
You have to shop their ad smart.
Yeah. Other than that, though, the other thing that I really appreciate about Publix, and especially our store, we're a very big tourist store where I am, which is very close to me, is that we take the time to educate the customers as they come in of where things are. When you're a tourist store, you can't depend on the fact that everybody knows where the eggs are, where the cheese is, where everything is, because this is the first time they've shopped in that store. Or maybe they have, but twice a year.
Yeah.
So it's very important. And I don't think you get that at a lot of other retailers. And I think that that's why when I was on vacation, I would go to Publix.
Okay.
And why I would recommend it, because you're going to get more of that understanding that you're a tourist. We love you being in the store type of thing. We'll help you as much as we can. And
don't buy all our booze. Okay. Keep on going.
Yeah.
We'll put it. I think this will help. I'm a able-bodied 43-year-old male. I am asked almost every single time I'm in that store and I buy anything more than a bag or two of groceries if I need help bringing it out to my car.
Yeah. Nice.
It's just that's expected of them there. That's what management expects all of their employees to do.
Yeah, that's nice. We mentioned Sherbeth Road, and just so people understand what that is.
It's the back door into Animal Kingdom area.
You're exactly right. There's a stoplight. As you get past Animal Kingdom Park and you go towards Animal Kingdom Lodge, there is just a obscure stoplight that just sticks out in the middle of driving Walt Disney World property. And if I was going towards Animal Kingdom Lodge, if I hang a left right there, it's called Sherbeth Road, and it immediately takes a little left-hand turn, and you're like, where is this taking me? Just follow it to the end. It's about a mile, and you spit out right there on 192. Tourist Central. You can find t-shirts 5 for $10 from the Big Wizard shop. You know?
There's a big souvenir shop right at the corner.
They're right there. If you spit out right there, and you make a right-hand turn, I know if you go down about a mile, you'll find a Publix right there. And is that where the Walmart's at, too, guys? Is right there as well, too, if you go right off that street?
No, if you're taking Schubert, it's a left, and it's literally the next light. It's maybe 200 yards.
Gotcha.
It's like bang, bang right
there. Very close to the the Ponderosa is the other way. But yeah, it's right by the Ramada. There's a big Ramada.
Okay. Black Angus Steakhouse you brought up?
Yeah.
Right there.
Walmart's behind it.
Okay. So if you're staying on property right there, things like CeCe's, Ponderosa, gas stations, Wawa, Walmart, Publix, Cripes. I know there's more. There's got to be a Chipotle. There's got to be a McDonald's. There's got to be a Subway. All these things exist. Right? There's a car rental.
There's a Target, too, if you want a Target. There's a Target down the
left. Target's down a little further by Margaritaville.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that is if you, at the end of that street, I know I'm trying to orient people, that's if I turn right. If you turn left, you'd have the Walmart. And you got to go actually past the Wide World of Sports. But that would take you into the Kissimmee area, which is another big area for, I mean, they have Publix, they have a bunch of things, donuts and whatnot over there as well, too.
An Old Town.
Old Town's over there.
Yeah.
There's a really good Korean barbecue and hot pot restaurant that opened up over there if you're into that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Called Volcano. It's really good. Pricing is not bad. But you've got a Logan's Roadhouse over there. There's a lot of other restaurants and shops down that way too.
Okay. So I want to be a local right now. If I need to go shopping for things like clothes, or even if you're a tourist, you're on vacation, and you realize your luggage got lost, you need shirts, underwears, deodorant. I mean, are you going to Walmart to buy this? Maybe you are if on vacation, but you guys aren't. Where are you going to buy your necessities, your things like that? Where do you order Amazon, or where do you guys get your stuff from?
I try to check out the outlet malls as much as I can. Without running to shoot myself.
So true.
Man, I have never... we have outlet malls in Chicago. They're owned by the same company. It's Simon. They're identical. They look the same. But man, it's incredible how busy the outlet malls are down here.
We only match at Christmas time, Pete.
Chris, when we were there.
We only match it up at Christmas time. At Christmas time, it's similar, but all other times of the day and year, you're right. There could be a wait on some random September Tuesday afternoon, and you're like, I can't even find parking. What in the world is going on in this place?
No, I tried. I drove in there one day. It took me an hour to drive through the parking lot from one exit to one entrance to the next exit.
Gotcha.
It took me an hour.
And this is the outlet mall by the church off of I-4.
Vineland, yeah.
On Vineland,
right by the Springs.
Gotcha.
There's quite a few restaurants in that area, too.
They have the Nike store, Under Armour store, Reebok. They've got everything. They've got Clark's. They've got the Disney store. The Character Warehouse is one of the best outlet stores, but... Like, you got to go in preparing for battle. You got to
ready. Oh, yeah.
You know, get your stuff. And the line's going to be at least.
Pre-workout and be ready.
Yeah. There's another outlet mall, too. It's up I-4. It's past Universal. It used to be the Bells, B-E-L-Z outlet mall, I think, many years ago. But that one also has a lot of other stuff. And it's got a.
It has a Character Warehouse as well.
Correct. And across the street, there's a Bass Pro Shops. Is it still called Bass Pro Shops down there?
Yep.
Okay, they got a massive Bass Pro Shops, but
that's the only thing left over there, though.
Is it really? It's been
that Bass Pro Shop, that mall that that's in, is pretty much dead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and then as you travel back towards Walt Disney World, you're going to take, if you really wanted to, you can take International Drive, and you'll pass every version of Chain. Yeah, I know. No one would. I don't
know why you'd want to do that?
Oh, only. Well, you know what, Peter? The other day, I watched a YouTube video because it was quiet. So the guy said, "I'm going to start an iDrive," and it was actually it was nice. I saw the Orlando Eye, and you see the back of Aquatica.
And Aquatica and Ripley's, believe it or not, the upside down building and all that stuff. But on a normal day,
correct,
where we don't have COVID-19. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, that's a rough drive. If you're a tourist, I would recommend it once, just to see what's there and get you out of the bubble for a little bit of time. But again, only just once. They also have the world's largest McDonald's there. It's just off of iDrive. Have you ever been there?
They don't bill it as that anymore, though.
Really?
Yeah, I think they may have been outbuilt.
Now, we went there once, and I'm like, we are not eating here. The price of the food was not anywhere near the price of the food at a McDonald's right down the street.
Okay, good so information.
I was like, what in the world is going on here? Like, if we would have eaten there, it would have been like $40 for the four of us. And I'm like, that's not happening at McDonald's. I'm
Chris,
sorry.
Remember Rock and Roll McDonald's when it was still Rock and Roll McDonald's?
Yes.
Everything had an upcharge. It's like going to the Oasis.
Yeah. Okay.
On an Illinois tollway.
I don't recall if they marketed it. Obviously, you guys would know better. I just remember seeing the gigantic building and YouTube videos saying, world's largest McDonald's in Orlando. And
yeah,
now,
they don't really bill themselves as that anymore, though.
Okay. Well, anything up Orlando, the International Drive is designed to separate you quickly from your cash. I think a lot of things in Orlando, Florida are designed to separate you from your cash pretty quickly. Have you ever stopped at any of the places on the sides that say, like, electronics or anything along those lines? It seems that caters towards tourists, but that's not where a local would shop for that stuff, correct?
No.
All right.
I'm always leery of that stuff, honestly. I don't know why. I mean, they could be perfectly legit.
And they've been around for a very long time.
Forever.
But I'd rather go someplace with, like, a big yellow tag on the building, or
that's my question next. All right, I'm on vacation. I need a phone charger and I need Bluetooth speakers. I left mine on the plane. Where am I going to go easiest for that, either on property or off property? Is Walmart the option, Peter, at that point?
For stuff like that, I would say Walmart, Target. I mean, there's no reason to pay on property prices for that kind of stuff. Because it's really not necessary.
Where could you find it on property? Where is it on property, guys?
Well, like, a phone charger, I'm pretty sure you'd be able to find one over at, like, D-Tech at the Springs or at Everything Pop, you know.
Or even at one of the gas stations on property.
The Speedway is going to have a charging cord if you really need it. But,
okay. The hotel gift shop, too, I'm imagining, as well.
Yeah, like, that's what I mean, like, Everything Pop or, you know.
But if you do have a car, I mean, to me, it's worth it just to go a little bit off property. And me and Christina used to love that anyway when we were on vacation, just kind of enter that Florida world. Of course, that's what led us to moving here.
To living in the Florida world.
Yeah. But we came across video of the first place we lived at when we moved here. I was at the top of 192, where there's a Walmart right there. That's where we first moved. And we came across video where we went and visited it. And the funny thing is that we visited it in the morning and walked around and talked to everybody. And then we went back at night because we're like, what is this like at night? Mm. Because a lot of times you don't know what's going down at night where you go to try to live. And it was just mm-hmm. so peaceful and nice. And we loved it that we ended up moving to that spot. I will tell you, Sherbet, real quick, I wanted to mention this before. Only place I've gotten a speeding ticket in Florida is on that road.
Really?
And I was pulled over by
a
motorcycle police officer on the sidewalk. He was like, right there. He was like, pull over. And I got my only speeding ticket on that road. It's 35. People think it's a speedway. They think they can go 55, 60 down that road.
Wow.
Just be careful. It's
And in most people's defense, the majority of the roads here are 45, 55, 65 miles an hour.
Gotcha. Good.
So that's why they feel that way. That it's a built-in speed trap, folks.
It really is. And you come around a corner and they got you because they can. They immediately see you. There's a built-in kind of curve there, and they've got you. And so just be careful if you are taking that to kind of make sure you're in that at least 40 range.
Okay.
Don't push it.
Yeah. Michael, maybe a future Theme Park Brothers or WDW review video of the drive from Animal Kingdom out to see what's there. I know on the right-hand side, that's still Disney property. And do you guys know what that is? This is not a trivia question. I've always wondered. It looks like it's part of like where like the costuming exists. And they also have like plants and stuff growing that they transport and transplant into different parts of the property over there.
Part of that is casting.
Okay.
The costuming.
Gotcha.
I think. And then some of it, I believe, is like the accounting offices and that kind of stuff.
I
think they may have moved the cast store there, didn't they? After I had left as a cast member the last time, I thought they moved that over that direction instead of behind Magic Kingdom where it was.
Cast Connection is over by the Lost and Found.
Oh, okay.
I've always noticed that it says Disney property, though, and there's always, you know, there's mouse ears and everything right there. So, anyways, okay, very good. Now, let me ask you, if you guys had an emergency right now, needed medication, and I was staying on property, because you guys are all relatively close, give or take, where is the nearest place for me to go and get a prescription filled, or let's say someone needed insulin strips or something, would that again be the Walmart, or is there a Walgreens or CVS or something closer than that?
A CVS on the corner of Sherbet. I know we're saying go that direction, but honestly, that is the easiest, it sounds weird, but I've had much more success that route than going down like 535 or, you know, down Osceola Parkway or any of that other direction. I've just had much better luck down 192.
What if you're staying by like Bay Lake or the Contemporary or the Grand Floridian? I know up that way is Windermere and Dr. Phillips, where Tony lives and where Scott lives. What is up that way? Are you guys familiar with that direction for anything?
I don't really go up that way too often.
Gotcha.
I mean, if you were over by, let's say you were staying at Saratoga, I'd say, you know, there's that area over by the outlet mall.
Gotcha.
There's a bunch of stuff over there. I know there's a Walgreens.
That's a great point. There is a Walgreens right there, right by the hotel. What is that called? Hotel Plaza? The Plaza Hotel?
Yeah, right
there. The Good Neighbor Hotels. I know there's a Walgreens there. Okay. What about like something a little more severe? You need medical care. Where would the nearest hospital or like minute clinic type be? Both to you and to being on property, where would that be at? Celebration? Is it the nearest hospital?
Celebration is the closest to me.
Well, closest major hospital, yeah.
Okay, Celebration.
Heart of Florida is not far.
No. There's a lot of standalone ERs. There's actually a standalone ER on 192. And I don't remember the name of the cross street.
When you say ER, Peter, actually, Minute Clinic?
No.
like an urgent care?
Full-blown emergency room.
Okay.
They have lab facilities there. They have x-rays. They have – it is considered – it is listed as an ER.
Okay.
The street that leads you back to Cast Connection and Lost and Found, there's a Wawa on the corner right across from a new ER that got built. There's a twisty treat over there too, Michael. I don't know if that helps at all.
No, I'm totally lost. Wait a minute.
I know
over by the Culver's.
Yeah, I know where you're at.
Culver's on 192.
Yeah. I know where you're at.
Oh, okay. I got you.
It's across the street from Culver's.
Okay. I know where you're talking about now.
So there's that one there. There's an ER at 192 and 27. That's Orlando Health.
How far from property, Peter, would you say?
If you were to take... I would say no more than 20 minutes.
Okay.
But there's closer options. That's just the closest one to me.
Yeah.
They're actually building one right down the street from Michael, just on the other side of I-4.
Oh, okay.
That's that construction site right there across from the 7-Eleven is Orlando Health.
Wait, yeah, one of the 20 7-Elevens.
Well, no, the brand new one.
Gotcha. Yeah, I just always joke because I'm like, we left Florida for what, 10 months? We came back, there were like 10 new 7-Elevens on the same road.
Yeah, so. No, the one across from you guys, Kitty Corner, like if you were to cross over I-4,
mm-hmm.
That's going to be Orlando Health.
Many years ago when I was staying at Saratoga, I had an issue and I had to get to the 24-hour Walmart for some medication for my kids. And I went to the concierge and I asked him, where's the nearest place? And he said, well, it's the Walmart. And this was a time before smartphones. This was like flip phone city. And I was like, dumb guy, help me, you know? And they actually had a map designed. And they were like, here's a complete map of everything, medication, restaurants, gas. And like, it was like, here you go, easy. It was like having your Google search or your iPhone map search. I don't know if they still have that, but it got me to where I needed to go. So when we talk, we're joking about like, oh, I'm not sure about.
I would assume they do, just because not everybody, especially internationally, not everybody's phone is going to work in the U.S. If they don't get a U.S. SIM card, like our friend Masayo from Japan, she has a specific SIM card that she brings for when she's in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. My iPhone didn't work in France other than Wi-Fi.
There you go.
So there you go. So that would be another tip is when you're checking in, go and talk to the concierge or whoever checks you in and ask them if they have the local neighborhood map. And we're joking about like, oh, I don't know about what's beyond Bay Lake Tower. Michael, Peter, how many square miles is Walt Disney World? You know, from, I mean, this is a map.
It's like 47 square miles.
Yeah,
it's the size of the island of Manhattan.
That's correct. So from top to bottom, the difference, the closest location for food to Bay Lake Tower and the closest location for food for Animal Kingdom, it couldn't be further apart. It's the difference of just simply in car travel, 20 minutes from location to location in the first place.
And they just recently bought like another 500 acres or something crazy like that.
I saw that by the...
Up by Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, correct. By the... The military hotel. Why am I drawing a blank, Peter? What's
Shades
it called?
Shades of Green.
Shades of Green. I was going to say Garden Green, but that's not right. Shades
that
of Green.
It used to be the golf resort.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so they bought some extra space there, I saw. So, okay.
I know a big portion of it is a lake. So I'm sure that's probably going to be used as... it's probably going to be used as a nature reserve to offset something else that they're going to be using.
I was surprised to see, this is a little side accord, at just the low value of the cost of all that acreage. Did you guys see how much it cost them in total?
I want to say it was $2 million, but...
It was lower than that. It was
seriously crazy.
Yeah, it was just a tick over $1 million. But... For them, it makes sense.
For both purchases together,
the initial
or just one?
Yeah, the initial one that I saw, it was a significant acreage. It was about $1 million.
Okay, because then they bought a second parcel that was adjacent like 3 days later.
Okay. The only reason I thought, wow, that's relatively inexpensive, then I realized who could develop that? It's all swamp and you know, the only person that needs it is Disney. They're like, we could use this for what it exactly exists for right now, and we pad our total so we can build over here for this.
Exactly.
So really cool. Okay, what about things like, guys, your kids are bored, and they need something to entertain themselves. They need movies, they need books, they need coloring books, things like that. Where's the best spot for that? Would that, in fact, be Walmart and Target, or is there a better spot that I don't know about for that?
We go to Books A Million a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say,
cool.
BAM is probably pretty good for that.
How far is that from property?
You've got to get on, you don't have to, but the easiest is to get on I-4, and you're going to be going a couple exits down.
Okay.
So you'll pass our exit, and then the next exit would be 27, and then you could get off right there. And there's a development there, that has, it has a Target in there. It has a Best Buy, a Penny's if you're so inclined.
Sporting goods over there. Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff over there.
Okay,
Dollar Tree, we go to a lot when we need things. It's our place to go, that because there's back ways to get there too. It's our place to go to get necessities without having to go into craziness.
Gotcha.
It's like our reality,
as
opposed to the tourist.
Real Florida life as opposed to Florida tourist life. Understood. Right.
And you've still got the tourists mixed in, of course, but
not as bad. I shouldn't say it that way. As badly, not as heavily.
Yeah,
tourist driven, but there's still some. Yeah,
gotcha. What about something to do off-site that you've really enjoyed? It could be free. It could be another paid attraction. But like, where's your hangout? Like for us, when we come down, we're like, let's go to the ocean. And like, that's far. It's not that far. It's like 45 minutes to an hour to get to Coco, you know? And if you haven't done it, it's completely worth it. It takes you through a lot of rural Florida, and then all of a sudden you reach the ocean and you're on water at that point. Where have you guys gone? Where have you enjoyed?
I stay home a lot.
Gotcha.
My interests are different than a lot of other people's. So like, I've gone to a couple of different like gun ranges and things like that.
Okay.
I want to get back into diving a little more heavily. And I know there's a dive shop on 192. I've passed a number of times, but
okay.
I got to find a dive shop I like still.
Michael, how about you? Bok Tower, Harry Lou Gardens. Have you done any of those?
No, we like Coco. We'll go there, especially if there's a launch, like a night launch that we can go watch. We'll like to do that. Haven't caught many of those in person recently, because they're scheduling them at very weird times lately. I don't know. I'm not a astrophysicist or anything, so I don't know the reasoning, but they used to be, you know, that we'd have a launch at 7 p.m. Oh, that's convenient. We can go over and enjoy the beach and see the launch.
Well, it's like 3, right?
Now it's like, or it'll be like 10 a.m.
Gotcha.
Or 11:35 p.m. is the window. Well, thanks. Yeah, the kids are really going to stay up till 11:35 p.m. to watch it, but we like Coco. We like just going to the Ron John, or there's a pizza place we like to eat at over there.
That's a good question. After this, answer this question: where do you get good pizza from in Central?
You can't get good pizza. Anyway, we'll see if Pete can find an answer for that. If he does, he can write it down for me.
Okay.
But we also like to go to the port because we love cruises. We like watching the cruise ships go out. I have a TV that's specific just
I know
for
you do. I know cruise, you do.
You know,
next time you guys go to Fish Lips,
please
give me a call, because I've yet to experience the place, and it's supposedly like you have to go.
Yeah, we will definitely let you know the next time we go. Yeah, we love Fish Lips because you can just sit there and watch the ships and wave as they go by. There's a webcam actually right on the top of it, so that's pretty cool.
If you don't know, that's right on the canal that takes you out into the Atlantic from Port Canaveral, correct?
Fish. Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're going out of port, it's
people wave and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we also like, what was I thinking? Oh, Old Town. We like to go to Old Town. If nothing else, just to walk around and go into some of these shops, because they're just, most of them are like independently owned and, you know, have all these touristy things.
Yeah, the old school Florida tourist shops.
Yeah. And it's just, it's neat just to walk around. And then they have car shows certain nights of the week. They'll have, sometimes I think they have motorcycle shows where the motorcycles will go through, or they'll have classic cars, or they'll have different types of car show type things. And so we like to go there. Other than that, it's Disney, Universal, SeaWorld,
okay,
you know, Legoland. And something I wanted to say earlier real quick is I will say that you do run into more Florida specific places the farther you get away from this area. When we lived in Winter Haven, when you went farther out, you have places like Big Tom's, which is a locally owned place. You have different restaurants like that when you get into more rural areas, to where these chains aren't necessarily overtaking it.
Gotcha.
When we're real close to this, to ground zero here at Tourist Central, all these big name places that tourists will recognize are the ones that are probably getting most of the business.
Gotcha. So. You know, from a very early time, I always had the desire to explore out. You know, when you said, let's meet, our very first time we had breakfast together, where was it? Egg City, correct?
Egg City, yeah, in Haines City.
In Haines City. And you were like, yeah, is that okay? I'd be like, absolutely, it's fine. You know, so it's only a couple miles down the road and just to the left. But, you know, the idea of getting out and seeing Florida as just another place, another state. But then, you know, it still retains those touches, the palm trees and the breezes and the warm weather. And it's really worth your time. So, like, people are like, oh, yeah, no, only the Disney bubble. And I'm not knocking them. The bus. Don't be afraid to rent that car. You know, I mentioned to you guys that Harry Lou, L-E-U, Gardens in downtown Orlando. It's magnificent. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. It's got everything there is to know about, like, Florida. Flora and fauna. They have a giant lake in the middle, and yeah, gators and whatnot, and these massive trees. It's gorgeous. We went in the middle of like July one year, and that's a mistake because that's like a 2 mile hike around it. You know, Florida in July is hot, really hot. Yeah. When you're trying to walk around this, and then Bock Tower's got this wonderful like outdoor conservatory flower garden and this huge Carillon bell tower, and the guy plays the bells by pounding his fist on these. It's like a piano, but for bells. People are like, that's boring. Like, my grandma would do that until you're there and you're like, this is beautiful, this is gorgeous. And like the mansion on the grounds has Spanish tile roof and like architecture that would be like turn of the century architecture. It's like, this is gorgeous. I don't know why I've never done this before. Free or cheap. You know, so don't be afraid to explore those bubbles outside of it.
Celebration's another good area. You can just walk around. They have a farmer's market on Sundays usually. There's like a little, like a downtown area.
Mm-hmm.
They've got some nice ice cream shops. There's all kinds of stuff.
I think you're right, Chris. I think what we need to do is we need to get some videos up on the WDW Review Tube. And so that we familiarize people with these areas, where do you park? You know, take that mystery out of it so then they can go explore these places. Because I remember back when we used to come, they're like, well, go to Old Town. I'm like, I don't know Old Town. I know at Disney, yeah, I get on a bus. How do I get there? Yeah. Where do I park? Do they charge me to park? Are there any surprises? And I think we'll find that a lot more people might be interested in trying these things if they knew what they were getting themselves into.
What they were signing up for.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be a great idea.
I'm free today, Michael, if you're so inclined.
After all these, of course, you know, you're free.
Well, we could stop there on the way back. Whatever. I just have to get through it.
Outstanding.
I'm trying to get through the messages of stay home, go out, stay home, go out.
Yeah.
My mind's blown right now.
Okay, let me ask you guys one last question. This is a theoretical question. And if you're listening and this has impacted you, I realize it. It's rough. Would you consider this a good time to look into, and I know you're not real estate experts, either purchasing additional DVC points, property, vacation property. How do you see the impact? I know we are not experts. We are three knuckleheads wearing baseball caps because we're unshowered early in the morning. You know, as I sit here, I think about, would this be a good time to invest in Florida DVC points, real estate, vacation property, and stuff along those lines? What are your quick off-the-cuff thoughts about something like that? What do you guys think?
I think you would have been better off about 5-6 years ago, probably. But I don't know. I don't know anything. All I can go off of is what we purchased our house for about 6 years ago and then what we sold it for a year and a half ago.
Gotcha.
And know that it was the market now. If we were to go buy that same house, we're going to spend a significant more
on it.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Of
you know,
of course it does.
And it just seems even more so than just inflation. It seems like the market really jumped.
Yeah. Well, with everything building up around here, even coming further out, you know, like Championsgate, Davenport, this area is starting to get more and more populated. They're building constantly. Like I said, I can see a construction site for an entire subdivision from my apartment.
Okay.
My apartment.
Yeah, I'm trying to triangulate where you are, by the way.
27 in Bellacita.
No, I know where you are. I'm trying to triangulate your, if you're looking, where you're seeing, and I'm going to find.
Due north. Due north.
So I wonder the effect of what the whole situation will play out. We'll have on those people that have vacation properties and DVC points. Would this be a good time to consider buying? Because I'm not saying it like, oh, I'm some ghoul. If you're a buyer and you were a buyer, would this be a time to consider it if you had the opportunity, you know?
I don't know if it is yet, but I think it might be. Unfortunately, as this goes on longer and longer.
Yeah.
Financially, people are going to need to try to start to offload debt.
Yeah, no,
and if you're in a position that you can purchase things at a lower price because people are trying to offload it and get rid of that payment every month, and not that I want to see everybody lose their vacation timeshare or their vacation home or anything like that, but if you're in that position where you can pick it up at a deal, that's called real estate investment. I mean,
it's true. It's
not being a ghoul. It's the cost of business.
Correct. It's the cost of business. Yeah. I wondered that. And I wondered how that would affect the Florida economy down there. Probably the same as it's going to affect everyone's economy, you know, across the country.
Yeah. Well, us probably more so than other areas.
Tourism.
Because our economy is so tourist focused.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great point. Okay. How about a car, guys? Where would you buy for a car? I heard they were going to build a car dealership on property. I heard this rumor about that somebody had a great idea. No. Where? No.
We've only got our cars from one place down here, and that's at Osner.
Okay.
So that's the only place we bought a car, so we bought two.
You know what? Great question. Hey, you know, I stumbled upon that one. Where do you get your car serviced? What happens if something goes wrong? You're on vacation. Is it on property? Is it the car service area outside the Magic Kingdom? Or where do you guys go should you have something? That was just a bonus question I just thought of because everyone's had that. When you go down, you're always thinking, I hope the car makes it. You know, the Nyman's car's got a mileage on it, and they go down every time. So where would they go for that?
Yeah, I go to a guy in Haines City who's very
– I need the name of that guy because – so far, I've been lucky.
So far, so good, Pete.
You know, you never know. And if you can find a mechanic that someone that's local trusts, and they know that, hey, you know, this guy's not going to try to burn you on price. He's an honest mechanic. By all means, utilize that. Otherwise, I would say at least try to go somewhere that's national. So if something happens. Like, let's say you get something fixed and you go to a Midas. There's going to be a Midas probably close to your hometown, if not in your hometown. So they'll honor the warranty from the Midas here at the Midas in Glen Ellen or in Park Ridge or, you know.
Anywhere.
Wherever you happen to be.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's good advice. We did find this one guy in Haines City, and he's been honest each time, so that's where we've gone. But I'm also a creature of habit. Once I find something, that's pretty much what I stick to.
Go to it.
So.
Well, I need to bring Missy's car in for service, so I have an appointment Tuesday. You know, I got a pretty good price from the dealership, and her car is a lease, so we've been trying to utilize the dealership as much as we can without it being like a backbreaker. But 15,000 mile service and an oil change is going to cost us like $30.
That is a good deal. I think for something like this, I think that's where your Apple Map or Google Maps or even Facebook groups might become your best ally. You know, post it in a Disney Facebook group. Say, hey, I'm having car trouble. Does anybody know? Because a lot of those Facebook groups, look at our group, our listener group. The fair population lives in Florida. If I asked you guys, hey guys, I'm down here on vacation, I need a place for a 24-hour dentist, there's a reasonable chance that you two or Scott or Tony or B or somebody is like, oh, I know where there's one at. So utilize all your resources at that point, you know, to figure that solution out. So anyways, guys, I've captured you enough for an early morning. Pete's got grocery shopping. Michael's got videoing, and we've all got to get ourselves cleaned up for the day. Right, boys?
Absolutely.
I was just going to put a different t-shirt on.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I actually shaved and showered before this show. I don't know what I'm putting out there.
I did not shave.
You classed up the joint then. I try to bring it down. Anyways. All right, everybody, for downloading and listening, I hope you enjoyed the Florida talk. If you have any other questions, you know where to find these boys. Find them on EDCOT in our Facebook group or the WDW Review Facebook page. Any questions at all related to Florida, these guys will be more than happy to give you answers. And if they can't, there's a lot of other...
It may not be the correct answer, but we'll give you an answer.
That's the story of our show, right?
Why change that?
We've got a lot of other Floridians that'll chime in as well, too, so... Uh-oh.
I know I turned the sound off on that. That's crazy.
All right, boys. Hey, thanks again, everybody, for downloading and listening. We hope you have a great day.
See you, everybody.
What do I say? Catch you on the flippy flop.
Something about shoes. I don't know.
Not flip-flop.
Stay in.